Here's a question that needles many of us this time of year. Which type of Christmas tree is best? Some help today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-893-4977. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-893-4977. That's 1-800-893-4977. 1-800-893-4977.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 15th. It is the 349th day of the year, and comedian Tim Conway celebrates a birthday. If you haven't yet made the annual trip to the Christmas tree lot, here's some timely advice for choosing a tree that suits you best. If needle retention is a priority, you might prefer a fir. Douglas and Fraser firs are among the most popular trees each year. If you like dense foliage and firm branches, spruce is a good choice, though their needles can be especially prickly. Pine trees generally have softer needles with beautiful color and fragrance, but the branches are less sturdy and may droop with heavier ornaments. There's no such thing as the perfect tree, but if you're aware of the trade-offs, you just might find a tree that's a perfect fit for you. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.